Foster and his orchestra now play Temptation. Chapter 87 of Stray Animals, entitled Small Boy and the King of the Bees. All children love animals, and they're forever finding little pets that they can't live without.
Junior?
Yes?
Junior, what's wrong with your lips? They're all green.
You know those ferns in the living room?
Yes.
Oh, do you want to go look at them, or do you want to remember them as they were?
Junior, what are you doing with that hatchet?
I'm going to play George Washington and chop down the house. That's what I'm going to do.
You wouldn't do a thing like that. You're kidding me.
You just keep laughing, kiddo. That's all. Just lean against that post that holds up the roof. Go ahead, boy. What a surprise you
look at. All right. See? Nothing happened.
I told you you'd be surprised. Hey, what was you yelling for me for, kiddo?
Oh, if you run a little errand for me, I'll give you a bright, shiny new penny.
Well, I'd rather have a dull, old, worn-out nickel if I could get it. Hey, where's it to this time, kiddo?
I want you to go to the store for Granny.
Well, I can't go dressed like this. These pants, I can't wear them.
I think you look elegant. Don't you like the pants I made for
you? No, they're too tight. I can't bend over.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
They'll stretch.
They will?
Go ahead. Bend over a few times. You'll make room.
You is right. And I put a widow window in the room, too.
Here, put your overcoat on. Now, let me wrap this muff.
No, you don't, kiddo. No. You might forget yourself and strangle me.
Junior, I wouldn't harm a hair of your head.
No, but you're not so fussy about the rest of me body, you know.
Now, don't be silly, Junior. Run along to the store.
Now, what does you want me to get?
A dozen eggs.
Dozen eggs.
A loaf of bread.
A loaf of bread.
And a pound of butter.
Pound of... Mm-hmm. Pound of butter? Butter? What's that?
You wouldn't know. You're too young.
Oh.
And get some frankfurters.
Okay, I go to the store.
Oh. Well, Junior, what do you want?
Does you want to know what I want or what I was sent for, huh? I'm proud of that, I am. Give me a loaf of bread, a dozen of eggs, and a pound of, better? Blotter? Gouda? Something like that. I don't know what it is.
Well, I'll give you a quarter of a pound.
No, I want a pound, If it's that hard to get, butter, it must be good, so give me a whole pound. Either I get a whole pound or that big window will become a memory.
Okay, 1 pound of butter. Here you are.
I knew I would get it. Hey.
Now, what else?
Yeah, I want some frankfurters, some hot dogs, Hamburgers with tights on, you know.
Oh, you're going to eat them for supper?
You're
going to eat them for supper?
Going to eat them? No. I'm going to use them as handlebar grips on me tricycle. Boy, what a dumb clerk you are. And don't slip me none of them stale ones either. The last frankfurters you showed us, the jackets were so old, they had a belt in the back. Oh, look, 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 a circus wagon. Look.
Oh, that's the keeper of the zoo.
Oh, really?
Howdy.
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 Is this your little boy?
Howdy.
No, he's a little boy who belongs down the street.
Yeah.
Well, you better hurry home, kiddo. One of our lions is missing from the zoo.
Well, why should I run? I ain't got him. Besides, I wouldn't know what a lion looked like if I seen him.
Junior, a lion will hurt you.
Yes, I know. Grandpa got beat up for lying to Grandma, you know.
Well, you better hurry home.
Okay, I couldn't hurry up home, but... I'm going to take a shortcut up this alley, and maybe I can get home before I find out what a lion is. Hippity-hop, hippity-hop. I'm going home from the butcher establishment. I think I run and jump across this mud puddle here. I think I swim across this mud puddle here. I better hurry, though. I gotta... What's that? Goodness, look at that big dog. Ain't he a big butter? Look at that red bushy hair he got. Boy, he look like me with four legs, doing. Boy, he got a big bushy hair. He shaved off in the middle and got a paintbrush on in his tail. Here, now you shut up. Don't you like me? I like you, I don't. I don't really, but I gotta protect myself. Here, now don't you bite me. You never heard of hydrophobia, had you? I ain't either, but I gotta scare them, you know. Here, stop sniffing. Stop. What's my, you hungry? Here, I'll give you me hot dogs. I'm afraid of you, big chief. I just laid them on the ground for you. Yeah. Goodness, look at that. Eat hot dog paper and all. Didn't even ask for any mustard either. Hey, how would you like to go home with me, huh? Oh, I do hope that means yes. I don't think Grandma would let me keep you, though. But I could hide you in my room. Or better still, I could put you in Grandma's room, you know. Boy, what a surprise she would get, huh? And then again, I don't know why I'm wasting my time thinking about it. I'm going to do it anyhow, you know. Come on home, you're going with me. Here, now, you stay outside while I see if this coast is clear inside here. Now, oh, boy, there's Grandma's glasses. I better hide them so she won't be able to see the doggie so well. Oh, come on, doggie. Boy, he's a long one, isn't he, huh?
Junior. Junior, is that you? What's happened to your voice?
Too much vitamin B1. Here, come on, kiddo. Come on, little dog. You get in that other room there. Go on now. Go on, hide in there. She won't know it now. Grandma?
Yes? Did you get the groceries?
Yes, I did. Bread, butter, and eggs. The eggs have scrambled, of course, you know. Hey, Grandma, you know what we need around this house?
No, what?
Is a nice little dog. A watchdog.
What have we got to watch?
Well, he could watch me to make sure I don't run away.
And spoil my hopes? Definitely not.
Boy, you sure does love me, don't you?
Good heavens, what was that?
Well, you're going to find out about it anyway. I brought home a little dog. He's nice and friendly. He's the friendliest little dog you ever seen, you know. He probably eat off your hand, you know. He's so friendly. Come on, I will show him to you. Come on.
My, he barks strange. What kind of a dog is he?
He's a chihuahua.
Hmm? He's awful big to be a chihuahua.
Well, his father was a Saint Bernard. Ain't he nice? Look, he let me hug him around the neck.
Junior, don't put your head so close to his mouth.
I will be careful.
Junior, stop it.
Don't worry.
Junior.
Ain't it dark in here?
Junior, come out of there. Hmm? Oh, dear, you scared the life out of me.
Really?
He might bite your head and break his teeth. Yeah. Junior, put him outside.
No, please let me keep him, will you?
Don't cry.
I don't have nobody to play with.
Oh, poor baby. Does he want the dog?
Yes, he wants the dog.
Will you be good to him?
Yes, I will be good to him.
Bless his little heart.
Bless his little heart.
Well, let me get a little better look at him.
Yes.
If I could only remember where I put my glasses. Where did he go?
Gary, he's going up the stairs. Boy, he sure likes you. He can't keep his eyes off of you, he can't. Look, he's almost crawling on his tummy. Look at him. Hold still. I think he's going to jump in your arms. Boy, you ducked just in time, kiddo.
Junior, you get that dog out of here.
Yeah, I put him in the basement until he gets used to the place. Get it. Hey, what are we going to feed him?
Oh, he'll find something.
I'll bet he will.
I wonder if I left my glasses in the living room. Mm. Junior, you left that radio on again, didn't you?
I did.
We interrupt this program to announce that a lion has escaped from the zoo and is still at large.
Oh.
The park commissioner wants everyone to use extreme precaution as this
tonight.
Beast is a killer.
Good news.
And now
tonight.
We return you to Tubby Blue and his suit Blue.
Shut that thing off.
Yeah.
Junior,
what?
Don't go outside the house. There's a lion loose.
Really?
A lion!
What's wrong?
Junior!
What's
wrong? This is the thing in the basement.
What's in the basement?
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear.
It's not a dog.
It's not a dog.
It's a lion.
It's a lion.
Remember, we'll all be back with you next Tuesday at this same time. Red Skelton, David Forrester, and his orchestra, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Gigi Pearson, Pat McGee, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. As we all know, the housing situation is critical. Let's help returning veterans by staying put if possible, sharing homes with veterans, and listing vacancies and houses for sale at the Veterans Referral Center.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now, and thanks for listening. And Molly McGee, hurry and get well.
Brown and Williamson invite you to other good listening throughout the week. Hear the Raleigh Room starring Hildegard tomorrow night, and People Are Funny with Art Linkletter Friday night. And return with Red Skelton next Tuesday. Red Skelton is heard in this program through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. National Broadcasting Company.